Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Some stuff that I think you all should hear. Hey there, peoples. This is Jim Lenihan here on Rockin' the Suburbs. I am speaking for myself this episode, but also on behalf of my good friend and co-host, Patrick Foster. All right. Not speaking for him in terms of the music I'm going to select and play for you today, but just speaking for him in general in terms of good vibes. Okay, let's do that. All right, so welcome to the pod. I am going to kick off the April new music series that we do here on Rockin' the Suburbs. Apologies if I picked any songs that any listeners have selected. I don't know. I haven't seen any of the submissions so far. I'm just kicking things off with some stuff that I think you all should hear. All right. So, let me start here with Robbie Foulkes. I was fortunate enough to see Robbie Foulkes perform. It's the first time I've ever seen him perform. Saw him here in Northern Virginia at a really, really fantastic little club called Jam and Java. And went with Patrick Foster and also my friends Mike Snyder and Phil Ingracia. And we had a wonderful time. If you get a chance to see Robbie Foulkes, you definitely should. In this particular setup he had on this tour, it was very sort of traditional country and bluegrass, acoustic guitar, mandolin, fiddle, upright bass. That's it. No drums, all traditional instruments. And Robbie, really just a fantastic guy, a great performer, and a great raconteur, let's say. He really holds the audience's attention with his stories. And he's witty, he's smart, all of that. It was a fantastic time. Well, anyway, he's on tour promoting a new album called Bluegrass Vacation. This is a return, I think, to the really traditional music. Robbie's done sort of a variety of styles over the years and really was a contributor to sort of what became alt country and then later Americana. But anyway, this is really, you know, for the most part, very traditional sort of bluegrass. So let's just go here with the lead-off track. It's called One Glass of Whiskey.
So I guess I've ever had one glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find. Time I'll take the money and I'll put the plan last. One glass of whiskey to ease my mind, and another one to take it too far away to find.
All right, there you go, Robbie Foulkes, One Glass of Whiskey. But as you heard in the song, it's not necessarily just one glass of whiskey. All right, moving on now, here's a band called Cola. Cola is a band out of Montreal, made up of members of a couple of other bands. Those bands were Ought and U.S. Girls. And they put out their debut album last year, and it received some good attention from the critic folks. And they had a song in their live set that apparently was doing well called Keys Down If You Stay. And so they decided to record that and put that out as a single. And let's check that out here. What'd you think of that? It's sort of a slow burner of a song. I will tell you, you know, when you first hear it, you're like, yeah, that's okay. But there's something deceptively kind of hooky about it that it'll stick with you. So that's a good tune. Keys Down If You Stay. I don't know what Keys Down If You Stay means. I tried to figure it out from the lyrics and I still don't really have a clue. They made a music video that has to do with the high cost of living. So maybe that's it. I don't know. They're too smart for me. I'm not smart enough. Maybe you all can inform me. I know the audience is much, much smarter than I am. Okay. Now let's see here. You remember the band Mudhoney? Yeah, Mudhoney. The grunge stalwarts from the Pacific Northwest. Mudhoney. They have a new album out. It's their 11th album. Called Plastic Eternity on, of course, the Sub Pop label. It's the first album since 2018, so it's been a little while since we've heard from Mudhoney. This is a song I wanted to play in particular because, I think it's on brand for rock in the suburbs. It professes a love of dogs, in particular little dogs. Now, people who listen to the podcast may know about Shadow, my dog Shadow. I would not call him a little dog. He's about 50 pounds. He's, I would say, a medium-sized dog. But before Shadow, there was Lottie, and Lottie was definitely a little dog. And over there in the foster household, there are several little dogs. In fact, I think the little dogs outnumber the humans in that house, perhaps. I'm not sure. So, anyway, this song speaks to us. And as far as I can tell, I don't think this is a metaphor for anything. I think they're really, truly professing their love for little dogs. All right, here we go.
Yes, sir.
there you go. Mudhoney, Little Dogs. Kind of gives you some Stooges vibes, don't you think? Anyway. Okay. Now, I'm going to close out here with a cover song released in April. I want to mention that, as I said, this kicks off the April new music series. So you'll be hearing from Patrick at some point. I think he closes out the series. And you will also hear from various listeners with their picks for April new music you should hear. All right. That's it. It's very simple. The future, if you want to send in new music picks, let's say for May, for example, stuff released in May, you can do that by emailing rock@suburbspod.com. We do want to hear your voice, so record a voice memo and email that to us at that email address, or you can call and leave a message on our voice line, the Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. All right. I'm Jim Lenihan. And I'm going to leave you here with a cover of the George Gershwin classic Summertime as performed by Amanda Shires, Willie Nelson, and this is key, Bobby Nelson. Bobby Nelson was Willie's sister. She's a great pianist. This is from an album. I don't think it's out yet. Amanda Shires putting together a covers album called Loving You with Bobby Nelson. Amanda said in an interview that the record pays respect to Bobby Nelson. She said it's the only woman she saw working in a band and pursuing a career as a sideman when Amanda was young. So that was inspiration to her. And so I think that's very nice and sweet. So she worked with Bobby Nelson on this covers record. Sadly, Bobby Nelson died just this March. So here you go. We'll leave you with that on a melancholy note here, but tune in again tomorrow for more April new music here on Rock in the Suburbs. I'll talk to you later.
Fish are jumping.